Eddie, I just overheard a couple of elderly supporters on their way out there saying we'll never see something like that again. Does that sum up just how good a performance that was from your team?
It was an unbelievable counter-attacking performance. I'm always going to be picky, you know, and say that football's such a funny game. We could have been down at half-time, potentially. You know, they had a lot of the ball and it was difficult for us. They got world-class players. I thought they played some great football. It's a very thin line, as we always say, and Art makes an unbelievable save very early in the game. You don't know how important those moments are. But second half, we counter-attacked absolutely brilliantly, scored some great goals, and were devastating at times when there was transitions in the game. And we did that as well in the first half. We just didn't have the end product. So for that aspect of our game today was very, very good.
Has that been that first half hour when you held them off, when they had a lot of the ball around your box, and as you say, your goalkeeper made a great save? Is that the difference between this Bournemouth team in this current climate compared to maybe what you were producing a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I think so. I think possibly a couple of months ago we would have conceded under that pressure. And then the game's totally different. We have to chase, and as we've seen before against the top teams, when you chase too early, they can open you up. And they've got, as I said, world-class players. We managed to do a great defensive job. I mean, the effort of all of the players, it's very difficult to pick anyone out. It really was 1-11, which I always say, to win these games you need 1-11 defensively to be faultless, and I felt we were. I mean, just everybody in the team contributed. That David Brooks man marking Jorginho, I could go through the team. Brilliant performance.
There was some great composure in those moments of attacking quality as well, some great choices of some great balls being set up for teammates and things. How pleased were you with the clinical edge that you showed?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. From the first half, we probably had 5 or 6 moments where we maybe didn't pass the ball to a teammate when we should have done. And maybe when we did pass the ball, maybe we shouldn't have done. So it was counter-attacking is something we've worked really hard on this season, been well documented. And second half, we were very selfless. So we were in good positions and we reversed the ball for a teammate to tap it in. And I love watching those goals again. I can't wait.
When did you feel comfortable in the game? When did you feel it was won?
When the final whistle went. And that's just how it is in this league, because you've got Hazard, Giroud, Willian on the pitch, and you know, we had Giroud come on previously. Arsenal, that went through my mind when he stepped onto the pitch when we were 3-0 up, and that we drew 3-3. So this league is so unpredictable. So the final whistle went, that was when I was assured we'd won.
Amazing omens, isn't it? Because it was 364 days ago that you won at Chelsea on a Wednesday night in the Premier League. You must be asking to play them on a Wednesday night every week, every season, I think.
Well, we've had some really strange games against Chelsea, because we've had the famous wins and they have meant everything to us. They're one of some of the best memories I have in football. And then this season we've had 2 games against them in the Cup where I felt we've been so close, and we've lost the game very narrowly both times this year. So yeah, and then we win. So it's been really good battles against Chelsea. I've really enjoyed the tactical battle today. I think their manager is brilliant manager, plays brilliant football, and for us to win against them is a huge boost.
You've had new signings, you've had players back from injury. What's the bigger picture in terms of what this result and performance and what it means to everybody can do for your season now?
Yeah, I think we've been waiting for a result against the top six to really rubber stamp how we feel about the group, the team. The team needs to feel like we can win anywhere. I mean, we've beaten Chelsea today, and I think that means we can beat anyone. So, yeah, you need to find margins to fall in your favour, which they did today, as I spoke about earlier. So, hopefully, you know, we've got some tough games to come. Hopefully that gives us a boost for those ones.
And, of course, 2 of your first names on the sheet tonight, Jefferson and Callum, in previous weeks, weren't even involved tonight, which, I guess, emphasises again the depth you've got available.
Well, yeah, I mean, you highlight that, and you look at Junior coming in and Andrew Sermon coming in, players that have never let us down, and I thought they did great jobs for the team today. And they showed their quality and their class. Andrew Sermon's been out of the team, he's acted and behaved impeccably, and he gets his rewards today.
Just finally, just update us on Callum, because they might be talking, you might miss a couple of games.
Yeah, he's had a very, very minor knee operation, just to clean his knee out of any... just to clean the knee out. So I think it'll be about 3 to 4 weeks.